record. What's going on, guys? It's Waleed. So for the people on IGTV, which I'm recording at the same time, I am also recording a podcast. So the microphone is down here. And for the people hearing this podcast in your car, on a walk, or at your desk, know that I'm also doing an IGTV. So same content, same audio. It's just that you get to watch it with video or not. I'm trying to see if this will help more people. All right, I'm going to talk to you guys today about three tips, super easy, three tips to help your portfolio stand out. And you can do that even right after this podcast or IGTV video. All right, the three tips that I'm going to tell you real fast is this. So you have to realize that the people who are going to hire you are generally all humans, including myself, including you. We're lazy. We want things done for us. We don't want to do a lot of work. We don't want to do a lot of searching. So what we want to do is make sure that the information is readily available. It's there. It's easy. And our decision to hire you is easy. Okay, so let's talk about portfolios. Portfolios, what I'm talking about is not your Instagram page. It is your actual dedicated website about your photography. Now, I know that some of you guys say, well, most of my clients do come from Instagram. But if you want to go higher up the ranking on commercials, more expensive weddings, bigger clients, whatever it is, then a designated website is absolutely essential. Now, Instagram may be the first, the point of entry, or it might be the exit point, and they'll absolutely check out your Instagram, but they won't necessarily take you seriously, especially for commercial jobs, if you don't have your own website. Now, you can get your own website for as little as like $8, $10 a month with Wix or Squarespace that I do like. Now, for those of you that ask which one is better, my website is through Squarespace, but I have to tell you that their customer service severely lacks. So I know that at some point Squarespace sponsors a lot of photographers, and they might see this and be very turned off. But my whole thing is I want to be honest with you guys. So Squarespace has some really beautiful, easy to understand templates that are very functional, but customer service is a disaster, to the point that I've actually even gone on to tweet them about it. I've written letters, and the response that I got back to a letter was, "We're so busy. Please be patient. We may or we may not get back to you." What do you mean, you may or may not? I'm a paying customer, right? So because of that, I really started looking at Wix, and Wix is higher rated for customer service. So it's also a little bit more friendly for new people designing their own websites, even off of a template. So for those two, if you're wondering, I do now, by a slight edge, recommend Wix over Squarespace for those reasons, okay? Squarespace is based in the United States. Wix, I believe, is based in Israel. So those are, if that makes a difference for you, one way or another. I just want to give you guys the information as far as customer service and dealing with a company that's domestic or foreign. But doesn't matter if you are in Israel, then Wix is domestic to you, right? So I wanted to point that out. But since we're talking about websites, I want to tell you guys that really maximum three galleries is what you should be showing per style of photography. So if you're a wedding photographer, three galleries to show your wedding photography. And then if you're also adding, let's say, newborn babies, three galleries maximum, but your secondary one should really have two galleries. And that's about it. Now, each gallery, I think, should have about eight minimum to about 12, 13, 14 maximum, absolute maximum number of pictures. If you cannot get somebody to click the contact after gallery one, after gallery two, after gallery three, then what that shows is that you may not have found the perfect pictures to put in your portfolio. So instead of adding more and more and more, what I would do is start moving around different things. And you say, okay, when I put this particular batch of pictures, I got a lot more responses versus something else. So start playing around with it. It could take several months, but you'll start finding a little trial and error, what's going to work for you. Okay. Remember, you don't want to keep throwing more and more and more at them. If you have not convinced them after one or two galleries, three maximum, then you have not picked the right pictures for your portfolio. Point number two is this. Squint, okay? Squint is, obviously you guys know what the hell squinting is, but for those watching on IGTV, you can see me do it. For those on my podcast, you're just gonna squint. How you're gonna make a gallery beautiful is this, is that the human eye always looks for imperfections. The human eye and the mind and everything together, they look for imperfections, which is why in movies and photographs and places, you know, things like that, the background, if you're putting pictures on a wall, it's always an odd number. If there's sailboats on the horizon, it's an odd number. What happens is when you start putting even things out there, the eye starts differentiating the gap between both pairs, right? So then they'll say, well, wait a minute, there's a slightly bigger gap for the left two versus the right two. And what that does is it takes the attention away from what you want their attention to be on, which is your photography and your skills, and they start looking for flaws. We look for things to fix. So you always want to make sure that that things are easy for the eye and it's not distracting. Now, the squinting, how that comes into play is this, is that when you squint, it actually cuts down a lot of the details in the pictures. So we're more able to see which images are darkest, which images are most blue, pictures that are the most red, pictures the most white, blown out light, whatever it is, most black and white pictures. And so when you squint, you're able to see the overall picture in a whole different way. And you are able to say, okay, wait a minute. I have too many red pictures on the upper right-hand corner and the bottom left-hand is all white pictures or black and white. And it's weird. It throws off the balance. Like my website is divided up. So when you squint, that helps you see your portfolio a different way. Okay. And so what you'll do is you'll click and drag or whatever website format you have, and you're going to space them out a little bit differently. So you'll have, you know, some red here, here, here. For people in my podcast, I'm doing hand gestures of what your gallery should look like. You have some really dark pictures here, here, and here. But overall, when you look at it, it doesn't look like it's lopsided. Like all the dark pictures are on the left side. All the light pictures are on the right side, right? So when you look at that, you're like, well, why is that? That's weird, you know, and it takes the attention away from the pictures, okay? So you want to make sure that your galleries, you squint, and you want to make sure that the order of the pictures are also something that favors you. The third thing about your portfolio is this. If you want your pictures to be seen better, start online. So for your website, if you want your pictures to start getting more attention, when a client is scrolling, start posting more vertical pictures instead of landscape. On a website, on the computer, your landscape pictures are going to fill up the whole page and it's absolutely beautiful. But the vertical pictures on your iPhone or your Android or whatever phone it is, or your tablet, tablets is kind of iffy, depends on the website, but on your phone, the vertical pictures consume more of the real estate space on your phone screen, which lets them see the details. Now, the landscape pictures suffer the most because very few people browse on the web on their phone with the phone on its side. So you want to make sure that your images are either square or portrait, vertical, and that gives them more visibility on the phone. Now you gotta look and see where your website is. In general, I think they're estimating now 65% of web traffic is mobile. So if you still are pretty much desktop heavy, mobile is coming up and you wanna make sure that that's something that you look into, okay? So that's the third tip for you guys, is make sure your pictures are more vertical. And that's how you make your portfolio look better. I'm gonna give you guys a bonus tip real fast on your portfolios. Make sure that your contact information is available everywhere. What your website looks like on a desktop versus an iPad versus a mobile phone is completely different. So you want to run that through all of your devices. If you don't have one, you know what's a great way? Go to the Apple Store and start running your website through their different products and see what it looks like. All right. And that's a great way. Oh, my recording stopped. We're going to use video. So that is a great way to see what works for you guys. Podcast people, you're getting something a little bit extra. The other thing that you want to do is make sure that your contact information is very easy to find. I would consider putting a button at the top of your website and then possibly at the bottom that leads them to your contact page, especially on mobile. It's hard to find those pages. And I would also consider taking a percentage of your pictures, like 1/3 of them, and making them active links so that when you click on it or when you accidentally tap on it, it takes you automatically to the page that's your contact page. So those are things that you can do to make sure that your portfolio is, I'm looking for the right word to say, but you want to amplify your portfolio, you want to supersize it, supercharge it, whatever you want to say. That's how you get more attention in your portfolio. For those of you guys, again, if you're wondering if you should have a website, if you want to make money from photography, I absolutely, absolutely recommend that you need to have a website, even if it's a one pager or one gallery website, two gallery website, you're going to benefit from it. And of course, it's a tax deduction. Check with your local law tax specialist, but in the United States, it is a tax deduction. It's a work thing. All right, guys. So my name is Waleed Azami. Join me on Instagram, How to Photograph. Join me on YouTube, youtube.com/WaleedAzamiTV. And if you are listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, I have a favor to ask of you, which is going to help the whole photography community. Could you guys take 3 to 5 seconds out of your time? Leave an honest review for this podcast. The more reviews I get, the more Apple starts showing it to other people, the more photographers follow the same rules, and the more we all benefit as a community. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.